rundown the news for today, Thursday, October 16th, 2014. At the top of the news today, the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency held a public hearing last night, Wednesday, October 15th, on plans to grant Ginsburg's Food a payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreement on the purchase of a 33-acre parcel located in Ghent and Claverick. The company intends to build a new refrigerated facility at that location across from the Gerald R. Simons Industrial Park on Route 66. Already under public scrutiny with headlines in the Register Stars, such as Ginsburg's to pay CEDC $1 for 33 acres, this hearing was packed with both local supporters, of the local business, mostly their employees and employees from businesses that work with the food company, and citizens concerned about their tax bills. Owner David Ginsburg spoke early in the meeting about his company's deep roots and current business dangers. "Our competitive landscape is changing dramatically," Ginsburg said. "The two biggest companies in our industry, Sysco and U.S. Foods, announced they will merge, and just a few weeks ago, Driscoll Foods, a competitor of ours in northern New Jersey, received $18.5 million in tax credits to move 9 miles down the road and build a new warehouse the size of what we're going to do." While Ginsburg certainly knew the exact figure his competitors got from government, many of his numbers were not so clear. The value the business adds and the expansion that the expansion of the business will add to the local economy was much in dispute throughout the meeting. IDA member James Macker, during a presentation at the beginning of the meeting, said, "I think that's roughly a payroll around $15 million a year," but then admitted that the construction spending included in those locally added annual employment figures would end in 3 years. Others wondered aloud how much of those taxes on the millions in payroll were headed to Albany or Washington rather than staying in Columbia County. Near the end of the meeting, the produce buyer at Ginsburg's just wanted to know where to put all the apples from Valacia's yonder farms that were piling up. "We have to rent tractor trailers to put the apples that we are selling to the local school district." Max Oppen is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Village of Catskill has engaged the services of the Hudson-based engineering firm Crawford & Associates to implement immediate action on issues recently identified by the Catskill Waterfront Resiliency Task Force. The firm will look specifically at smart building techniques and ways to strengthen the shoreline. Catskill Village President Vince Seeley said, "Crawford's senior engineering consultant Donna Verna said the firm will also generally assess the risks to village assets presented by flooding and sea level rise. The wastewater treatment plant at Catskill Point is a major concern," she said. Scenic Hudson has led the exhaustive effort to improve, preserve, and protect hard-hit areas in Catskill that resulted from tropical storms Irene and Hurricane Sandy. Those two major storms exposed vulnerable, low-lying areas within the village. The Catskill Task Force's full and final report will be available to the public at the end of October. You can read the full story at the Daily Mail. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that New York manufacturing growth slowed to its softest pace since April. The Empire State Manufacturing Index of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York dropped 6.2 points in October, down from a five-year high of 27.5 in September. Factories, though, are still adding workers, the report indicated, with its measure of hiring jumping 7 points to 10.2. The report also said that inflation remains slow and prices for manufactured goods declined. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And now, look at the weather for the next few days. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for east central New York, western Mass, southern Vermont, and northwestern Connecticut. A widespread 1 to 2 inch rainfall is expected through Thursday. That's today. Embedded bands of heavy rain will lead to locally higher amounts. Due to recent dry conditions, river flooding is not expected. However, minor flooding of urban and other drainage locations will be possible, especially where fallen leaves clog storm drains. Isolated thunderstorms are also possible. Some of the thunderstorms may produce brief, gusty winds. Today, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then rain will continue to be likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. There will be a high near 72. Chance of precipitation is, well, as we see, 100%. Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Chance of precipitation for the evening is 30%. Next 3 days, tomorrow, Friday, will be partly sunny with a high near 71. The evening, Friday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 52. Saturday, we'll see a chance of showers, but it'll be partly sunny with a high near 67. This is great news because WGXE is having an outdoor event on Saturday. We'll talk about that more. Anyway, Saturday night, there will be a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 43. Sunday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 53. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. Today's sunrise was at 7:10 a.m. The sun will set at 6:11 p.m. tonight, meaning the length of the day is 11 hours and 1 minute.